You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Here's another question that Justin was talked about and was asked. He says, you know, when you look at your relationship with God, with Jesus, and he begins to describe, I want to ask you about your relationship with Jesus. Do you have one? Well, Justin Bieber does. I do. And Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. But if we approach him from this other works religious way, it literally pushes us away from the cross. But if we get the perspective, and Justin explains very well the correct perspective to be able to look at how Jesus looks at us. Let's take a look.
The more I looked at it, so now I'm not doing, the way I look at my relationship with God and with Jesus is I'm not trying to earn God's love by doing good things. God has already loved me for who I am before I did anything to earn and deserve it. It's a free gift by accepting Jesus and just giving your life to him. And what he did is the gift. The forgiveness is the thing that we look at and, you know, I'm going to worship you, God, because you gave me something so good. And so you live that life of like, I don't want to cheat on my wife, not because it's the right thing to do, but because I don't want to hurt her. See the difference there?
That is love.
Yeah. It's
you're putting the well-being of someone that you care about ahead of your own fallibilities and your own previous behavior.
Exactly.
And what's out there.
Exactly.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful because if we approach God by thinking we're earning his acceptance, we're earning his love, we've already blown it from the beginning because we're actually being self-righteous in the context of that. It's because he loved us first that we can love him. He makes a way for us. And when we understand that, we can love him. But religion makes you get a wrong perspective and causes you to turn away from God. That's the purpose of a spirit of religion. But a relationship and understanding how much God loves you makes you want to turn to him. And Justin was saying, listen, once I got this revelation of understanding that he loves me, he is good, and I love him, and he saved me, and he cleansed me from all my dirt and all my shame, I love him. And because I love him, I'm going to obey him. See, it's a byproduct of that love we have for him. And he compared it to his wife, you know, Haley. He said that, you know, because I love Haley, my wife, I don't want to cheat on her, not because it's the right thing, because I don't want to hurt her. That is the secret, by the way, of walking with God when you care about him, because he cares about you. He gave his son for you to pay a price for you. The question is, do we care for him? And Justin explained that really, really well. You know, what are your thoughts in regards to that when you think about, you know, how you approach God? Have you ever approached him in the area of how Justin was talking about originally out of works, where you're trying to, you know, earn your love and earn acceptance and, you know, trying to do the right thing, and you just keep falling and falling and falling, and we will outside of God's grace. But have you repented and turned the other way and go, you know what, just God loves me, and because I love him, you know, I'm going to do what he asked me to do, but he's going to empower me by his grace to do it. It's just going to be a miracle that I can actually, you know, not sin, but he will empower you to sin. Is that your story? You know, comment below, write to us. We love hearing about your story, like we're hearing about Justin's story now, right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.